Frank Allen Interviews, starring Frank Allen.
Hello, and welcome to Frank Allen Interviews. This is a very special... Oh, this is good. This is a very special episode because we are doing a dinner interview. We are interviewing... I am interviewing over dinner. A delicious Chinese food dinner. Mr. President... Byron Samuels, also known as the ultimate debateator. Mr. Byron, President Byron Samuels, hello.
Hi. How are you, Frank? Well, pleasure to be here eating fine Chinese food, exporting all the food jobs to China, delivered right from China, I'm sure. Frankly, Americans can't make good food, evidenced by the fact all the food comes from China. You get a Chinese restaurant.
Well, that's
pleasure to be here in this restaurant.
Well, that's great. It's great for you to be here, and it's great food. But... Let's talk about you. So you...
That's my favorite subject.
You are the ultimate debatatorium. Let me try that again. You are the ultimate debatiator. How does that feel?
Well, I tell you, it feels wonderful. That means I'm right about everything. Even when I'm contradicting myself, it means both sides of me are correct. I never lose an argument with myself again. And I tell you, I speak to people and they say, you're discorrect about one thing or another. I just tell them, no, I'm the multiple debatiator.
Well, that brings up an important question. Which is that you have been known at some points to contradict yourself. For example, one notable, and someone sent this in to me that I should ask specifically about this. This is egg drop soup. It's really good. But
when I dropped the soup when they...
Well, they dropped it in a bowl so I could eat it. But what I was going to say was your name. I couldn't help but notice that at one point your name was Byron Samuel, and now it's Byron Samuels.
Well, I like to address that. That's correct. Some people say I contradict myself. I tell you, I never contradict myself. I only do it when I was wrong the first time or the second time. The thing about my name is you spell Samuels with an S at the end and the beginning, when it's Samuel only has one S at the beginning. It's easy to tell them apart. I don't know why I cause confusion.
Right, but which one is your name?
Samuels, my name. Samuels, my name. President Byron Samuel. Samuels.
Did you say Samuel or Samuels? How many S's are you using?
Well, I don't know. Who cares, really? It's just I'm the same guy. Whether it's a misspelling or not, how many layers in my name, who cares? Some people call me Samuel, some other people call me Samuel. One of them's wrong, is the thing. Whichever I say is the right thing, it's part of being the multiple debateator. Whatever I say is the right answer.
No, that's interesting. Is it because you're a multiple debateator that you have Samuels?
Well, yeah, exactly. That's why I have Samuels. For instance, I got a credit card. It's from back before I was the multiple debateator. It just says Samuel on it. I never pay anything for that. I'm a different guy now.
So your life has changed since you won Ultimate Debatatorium?
Absolutely. I never do it. No. The thing I love about Chinese food is how it tastes.
I think that's the best part.
Yeah, and it's also, once you have it, you don't have to eat for a while.
Well, I think that's most food, but... It's also pretty cheap.
Yeah.
So it won't set you back too much, this dinner, I don't think.
Well, I got the, I just got these noodles, so I brought enough for the noodles.
Well, but I also bought this soup here, and I got some noodles, too. So.
Well, you got enough for that, right?
You've got enough for that?
Frank, am I paying for your food, Frank?
Well, I mean, this is a celebratory dinner, and you're the one who's celebrating, so.
The one that plays... Usually the one that's getting honored by the dinner from the other person.
Yeah, but I... Look, I invited you to the dinner to celebrate, so it's only fair that you would pay for it.
Well, it's not fair. I'll tell you right now, it's another thing. It's one of the things I got angry about. That's one of you noticed in my debates, is money. I'll tell you about the economy right now. You noticed about the economy, everybody says, well, the economy's terrible. You
yes.
heard people saying that?
Absolutely.
Well, why has nobody gotten rid of it yet?
Now, that's a unique approach. How would we continue to function as a society without it?
Well, imagine you got a room, right?
Okay.
Somebody says, well, this room's great, but the chair's terrible. What are we going to do? Well, you get rid of the chair is what you do. That's interior speculating. You don't keep the chair anymore.
No, that's okay.
Well, get rid of the economy. That's why I reject to paying for stuff. I pay for stuff as little as possible. Also lacking money.
Well, you've got enough. I'm sure Chinese food is cheap. You've got enough, I'm sure, for mine. But
well, I just figure, you invited me for dinner. He didn't say invite me to buy me dinner.
Well,
it's kind of.
Would you have come?
That's Miss Polite.
Would you have come if I said that?
I don't know. Probably.
All right. Well, then, will you come buy me dinner, please?
Well, you already bought the food, Frank. If you don't have the money, you don't want to get resplested for, I don't know, this, the police, another thing. Just because I break the law, I still got my rights to do it.
All right. Well, look, let's talk about something else.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Okay. Let's talk about you.
Well, yeah. Me got them. I'm the one that's paying for the food. Let's talk about me.
I want to know about your life. Where were you born?
Well, I was born in the United States.
What part?
I come from Virginia. Well, as far as I know, used to think I came from West Virginia.
What happened?
I changed my name. Again, it's criminals. People follow me around. So, as far as they're concerned, I come from Virginia. My name's Samuel.
Wait, so that's not your birth name?
No.
What's your birth name?
Yeah.
Are you going to answer me, or...
Manson. Byron Manson.
Byron Manson?
Yeah.
Are you related to Charles Manson?
Yeah.
How are you related to Charles Manson?
Brother.
His brother? His full brother?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're part of the Manson family?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Give me some perspective on all those, on all those prevents.
Well, all right. Well, let's talk about that. What did you think about all that?
Yeah, it was a pretty good idea.
What?
Well, you have all these people, right? There's everybody's favorite band's the Beatles.
Right.
It's the greatest band of all time.
Sure.
These people going against the Beatles.
Wait, who's going against the Beatles?
Well, these other, they're going against what's in the song.
How?
Well, I don't know how. Charlie figured it out. Well, he's a clever one in the family all the time, anyway. But, you know, when they go against the song, how do you argue with the Beatles? Point is... More people say and do stupid things. The less people saying stupid things, the better. Then there's more smarts. Just kill the people saying stupid things. So smarter world.
So you're advocating that Charles Manson was right to kill people?
Well, yeah. Yeah, he was,
Did you help him?
No, I was busy.
But you would have helped him.
He didn't ask for help. He's a smart guy. He didn't manage on his own. Here's the thing, he's always asking me for money. That's why I didn't help him out. Is when we was kids, I went out there, I got a job as the undersecretary for the offense club.
Oh, so that's how you got into this offense thing.
That's exactly how it all happened. I was the undersecretary for the offense club. We just went around and offended people. Like we went up to Chinese people and you said, yeah, you come from the worst country in the world, China. But then if we went to Lebanese people, we say, well, I hate Lebanon. We just offend people all the time.
So what did you do as the undersecretary?
Well, I recorded everybody. Like, I still got notes here. Like, we would go up to skinny people, really skinny, and push them over.
Well, that sounds like assault.
That was what they called it. They say we're assaulting them. They were right about that. So, we tried not to do it to people that would fight back.
So how did you get into from offense to offense defense?
Well, that's one of the funny things, is because we were doing this offense, and we realized... The best way to offend people is defense against when they're offending us. For instance, all the people who come up to us is like a Chinese people or something. They say, oh, you're offending. And the more we defended against that and said, no, we're right. China is the worst country in the world. All the Chinese are stupid or whatever. They just get even more and more offended. So we're more, you know, more reflective to keep offending them by defending.
So if somebody came up to you and said, the offense club is the worst club, what would you say?
Oh, I agree with them.
But that's not defense, is it?
Well, you even caught up. I quit that. I fired everybody. I'm the president of the offense defense person.
Wait, so you're the whole person?
Of course I'm the whole person. You stupid?
No, but I'm saying, so you used to have a whole league.
Yeah.
You had one called AODL. The American offense defense?
I thought that sounded too Scandinavian.
Because you like America.
I love America. That's
so
why...
Why don't you call your group America?
I try to call it that. I hope the people say, come join America and try to offend everybody who tries to destroy American values like terrorism, murder.
Wait, I'm sorry. Do you mean that there's a little bit of a, what is the word? Linguistic ambivalence there. Are you saying that terrorism is trying to destroy American values, or are you saying that terrorism is an American value that's trying to be destroyed?
Yeah, there's a linguine there. I tried, no, terrorism's a value. I mean, people trying to destroy it.
Terrorism is American value?
Absolutely. Rights is American value. Roll about your rights.
Terrorism is a right?
It's a right. It's American, yeah.
But terrorism isn't right.
In your opinion. Not right. What if you're blowing up somebody bad? That's right.
In your opinion, it's right to blow up somebody bad?
Yeah.
Through terrorism.
Well, that's what you call it when you go up and blow people up.
Justice.
Is justice, well, yeah, okay, we call it justice.
All right.
I don't really care about the nomenclature on that.
But justice is an American value.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Justice and terrorism, the identical thing. They're both American value.
All right, well, wait, no, they're not. Wait, when you capture a terrorist, you put them to justice.
That's what I do. I capture terrorism, I put them to go doing more justice.
No, not more justice. You put them to justice, meaning that they are punished.
That's what I call injustice. Punished. Where does the American value say your rights as an American is punished, is to be punished? Where does it say that? The right to be punished.
Well, are you saying that you don't have the right to be punished?
No.
So you're denying the people rights?
No, they got rights. It's just they gotta pick and choose. Like, you can't have the right to be punished and the right to do not be punished.
You can't have both rights.
No, you can't have both rights. Otherwise, you end up going willy-nilly.
Well, that's the thing. Maybe you have the right to be punished willy-nilly.
Sure, all right. Well, if you really want to, maybe we can make a reception.
No, you were talking about the... No, you were talking about the recession earlier. The recession is what led to all the job loss.
Yeah, well, that's all right, really. Because I tell you, people only get jobs because it's corruption. They want to make money.
Well, no. I used to have a job. It was good because I was making money.
Move past the ketchup.
Ketchup? Yeah. Why do you want ketchup for that?
Yeah, you're right. Here, take it.
Okay, thanks.
What were you talking about?
I'm talking about I had a job and I made money and I was able to buy things like food, for example. Now I don't have a job. excuse me.
Yeah.
I don't have a job because of the recession. And so I think it's the recession's fault. Because if we still were not in a recession, then they would have... Well, first of all, I probably would have been hired at a better job. But also, during a not recession, then they allow people to... They give people a little more leeway at their jobs.
Well, yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Is jobs are not... Sometimes you find it so you're doing stuff for people and they give you money.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. The job.
Well, yeah, that's what I was doing. It was a job.
What was your job?
Well, I was the undersecretary, remember?
Oh, right.
My brother, Charlie, he come to me, he says, look, they're giving you all this money, you know, just offending people. I can offend people just as well. Give me some of the money. Well, hell, I got a right to my money. I don't give him that money. You know, I'm not going to help him out with everything. He was trying to get, like, a bum a meal, bum a night's rest or something off me.
Well, look, sometimes people find themselves in predicaments where they need to get... help.
Well, they need to get help. Why don't he just do something? People give him the money for it. It's not that difficult. And it wasn't that difficult for me. I just started, like, bopping Chinese on the head, and they give me money. Like,
all right, well, listen. I just ate this food. That's something. Would you give me some money?
I didn't say it was something I did. I can do everything by myself. That's why I threw everybody out of the club.
Yeah, everybody can offend themselves. They don't need you to offend them.
Well, that's not my problem. That was the president's problem in the offense club.
The president? Obama was in the offense club?
No, he was one of the people we were working offending. I remember back then, he was uptight about that. But
he was uptight about being offended.
I guess you're right. Most people didn't really like being offended.
Well, look, all I'm saying is it's not as easy as you make it sound to get a job. I've been looking for a job for a long time, and I got one job.
Don't do it. They give you money for that.
They fired me.
But why don't you... become a leader like my brother. You know, get some people together in a compound. They'll find you some money. Find some food.
I can't afford a compound.
Just squat somewhere like he did.
You mean like go to the bathroom?
No. Well, you should probably do that every once in a while. You can evacuate your bowels. But...
So what are you talking about?
I'm talking about like find some tissue plate. Get some followers. Like I had some followers, but they was no good. I threw them out of following.
Who were your followers?
Well,
name names.
Well, I had George Winston was a follower. He didn't know it, but I had him as a follower.
How did he not know it?
Well, I invited him to the club.
Okay.
Everybody gets invited to clubs in the club. It was before I threw him out.
So you were just... So, wait. How many people knew they were in the club?
Just me, mainly.
So it was just you the whole time?
Well...
Wait a minute. When you were in the defense... I'm sorry. When you were in the offense club...
And you were the undersecretary. Did the president know he was in the club?
Well, yeah, it was a little bigger back then.
How many people were in it back then?
It was pretty big. They called it something else. It was a different name. I called the Old Friends Club.
What was it called to everybody else?
It was a Klan name. I don't remember what it was called exactly, but it was with a K.
The Klan? With a K?
Yeah, it was something like that, yeah.
Okay, you were in the Klan, and you're Charles Manson's brother, and you went around offending people of other races.
This interview is getting mighty repetitive, Frank.
But it's uncovering what we like to call a dirty truth.
Well, truth, you know what they say, the truth is your relative.
Yeah, Charles Manson is your relative. That's what I'm saying. Charles Manson.
It's your relative. Sometimes you like it, sometimes you don't.
Well, you seem to like Charles Manson quite a bit.
That's what I says. I used to like him, and then he started sponging off me.
Well, he hasn't sponged off you in ages, except in the sense that you're a tax-paying American citizen.
No.
You don't pay your taxes?
Tax is a conspiracy, too.
Well, it's not really a conspiracy. They tell us they're taking their taxes.
What do you think a conspiracy is? There's lots of people get together and plan it, right?
But it was planned a long time ago.
Yeah, there's a conspiracy to tax us and then tell us they're doing it.
Well, I think, aren't most conspiracies supposed to be hidden? Isn't that how it works?
Well, and if they do a good job of it. Tax is a pretty bad one. Taxis are just like my brothers trying to sponge off people. Except they're trying to sponge off other people. They're trying to sponge off everybody, if you ask me, taxis.
Well, they're not trying to sponge. They're trying to, you know, make money for the government to operate. But
by taking it from me. Like, nobody gives the government money for doing anything. Like a job, like you said. They're
Right? You could look at it that way, that the government has a job and you pay them for it. I mean, if you wanted to, you could look at it that way.
Well, I fired them.
You can't fire the government. I don't know why. I don't have any metaphor for that. Because they have seniority. They have tenure. The government has tenure.
Well, then I disenroll from the government university.
You can't. Once you're in, you're in. You gotta pay your tuition.
This is why I'm starting my new country, Frank.
I thought you liked America.
Call it America, but better.
America, but better?
Yeah.
Okay, well, tell me about it.
Well, it's got the same contiguous place as America.
I'm sorry, it's the same place as America? You can't take America's place. That's where we are.
You just say you don't want to be part of America. You want to be part of America, but better.
And how does it... But America owns America.
Well, I don't know if I believe in ownership like that, Frank. I say I own it.
But they say they own it.
Yeah, it's because they're just respiring against me.
So who decides who's right?
I decide. I'm the multiple debatiator.
Yeah, but that doesn't make you the ultimate decider. I'm the ultimate decider, aren't I? I decided the ultimate debate.
Well, let's have a debate about that. And I'm going to win because I'm the multiple debatiator.
All right, let's have a debate.
All right, I think that I am the king of America better, and I'm right. And you can join anytime you want because I own America.
Okay, and who's arguing for the other side?
Nobody.
All right, so I get to decide who wins?
Yeah.
Nobody wins.
Well, what does multiple debatiator mean then? What's the point? I'm the multiple debatiator. I should be right about everything. I'm right about my brother. And I'm right about America. We should quit it and join a better country with no taxis.
I'm sorry, no
economy.
No taxis?
Yeah.
How do we get from place to place?
Oh, you're being the taxi cars. Well, they just, they don't charge you. That way you don't have to pay.
So, wait, are you a communist? Is that what's happening here?
I'm a communist?
No,
communism trying to just, they just have an economy but different. I'm just getting rid of economy altogether. Everybody doesn't like the economy. Communists also have repression. No repression. If you try to be repressed, I'd put you in jail.
Wait, but then they would be repressed.
You just be locked up.
That's oppressed. The oppressed, repressed.
Well, yeah, it's pretty much the same word. It's very similar.
So then you would be oppressing them.
Only because they're wrong. Remember, I'm the multiple debater. This is going to be a pretty good country, Frank. You come.
No taxis.
No taxis. No economy.
No economy.
No conspiracy.
Well, hold on. You're conspiring right now to make this happen.
No, I'm just deciding. No jobs.
Then how do you get money?
Well, there's no money. Or we'll just make some money. You can have it.
How do you get things?
Well, they're already there, mostly.
Who makes them?
I'll make them if I need to.
Why?
Well, to get my country off the ground, mainly. Like, you can make them yourself, most of the things.
No, okay, look. A taxi cab.
Yeah.
Where does it come from?
Well, wherever it went down the street.
Right. How does it get here from there? It has to have gasoline. Who pays for the gasoline?
Well, you don't pay for the gasoline. You just fill it up.
Somebody has to pay for it, because that's...
You're thinking in economies, Frank. I know it's difficult to get the swing of.
So how does the gasoline get from being oil to being in your car?
All right. You naturally have oils that your body produces.
No, no. I think we're talking about crude oil.
It's pretty crude, if you hear about it. It comes on your skin and on your hands. We'll use that.
As gas.
Yeah.
But that doesn't work, because... They're talking about oil that comes from the ground.
Well, we'll figure it out, Frank. We've got time. We'll think about it.
How much time do we have? I think it should have happened now.
We'll figure it out when we need taxis. There's no taxis. We're getting rid of taxis.
How are you going to get home from here?
I don't live too far from here.
You're going to walk?
Yeah, I'll walk home.
All right. Look, is there time for dessert?
Time? Dessert? Who's going to pay for dessert?
Well, you.
Well, then there's no time for dessert. There's time for dessert for me.
Well, that's rude.
You're just like Charles Manson.
That's totally rude to say I'm going to eat dessert in front of you. That's rude.
All right, then I'm full.
Well, you're full, that's for sure.
You just saw me eat all this delicious Chinese food.
So you're full?
Yeah.
So then you won't mind if I take the rest of you?
You know what I think you are?
What?
A sponge.
No, I'm not I don't have a job. Do you have a job?
Well, I used to.
Where do you get your money?
Well, I'll tell you. I used to get donations from, followers, people, mainly people who originally followed my brother, and people, see him on the interviews on television. They used to send me some money. I won't say I didn't encourage them a little bit.
How did you encourage them?
Just talk about how I was going to complete his prophecy and, tell him to send me money.
Were you going to complete his prophecy?
Well, maybe if I got around to it, I don't know. It's just in the way of things, as things go, I don't know.
What prophecy is this?
Like a race war in the United States, mass murder.
So you're just going to casually start a race war?
Well, these things can happen. I know, we got terrorism going on. We got removing the economy.
How is that?
Civil war.
How is that America but better?
Well, right now you don't have your rights. You don't have your right to no economy. You don't have your right to terrorism, murder. It's all police.
What about
a police state.
What about my right to an economy, no terrorism, and no murder?
Well, you can move to America, but worse.
No, that sounds better, though.
Well, that's a matter of opinion.
What if it's called America but better, but better?
That's a really long name, Frank.
I'll short it to America.
That sounds... That's a good one. You might get refused with the current America, but I wish you luck.
Who's got the right to tell me no?
Well, I might institute that right later on, but...
The right to tell me no?
Yeah.
That's a little specific.
Well, I can be as specific as I want to. I can be specific with any right that I grant. It's my country, Frank.
Well, then just grant the right to for me to be right.
Well, I'm the multiple debater here. If you're right, that gets... I'm the only one that's right about everything, remember.
All right, well, so do your people have the right to be right about everything?
No, only I. Only I can be right about everything.
So you're denying them rights?
Yeah, just the bad ones.
So you're repressing them?
No, I'm just taking away their rights so they can only do certain things, but they're free to do the certain things they can do.
Okay, so they can't have their rights. Can they have wrongs?
Well, they kind of. Yeah, they can have wrongs.
So they can do the wrong thing, like disagreeing with you?
Yeah, but it's wrong.
But... Well, let me ask you this. Would it be right if somebody disagreed with you and they were right?
That can't happen. It's impossible.
So if somebody disagreed with you and they were right, that would be wrong?
Yeah, it'd be so wrong it wouldn't happen.
But you said they have the right to wrongs.
Yeah.
So they can disagree with you and be right?
Well, yeah.
So you're wrong.
Crap. I didn't think this ever happened, Frank.
Now you have to pay for dinner.
I thought otherwise they're going to come and make us wash the dishes or something. You don't have the money, right?
I don't have any money. I spent all my money.
You cheated me out of this dinner anyway.
I didn't cheat you out of this dinner. I invited you here to celebrate.
Frank, you're out of the country. You're not invited in the country. You're going to sponge.
I'm not a sponge.
You sponged a dinner off of me.
I ate the dinner off a plate.
Because you got me to pay for it when I...
Not yet.
This is a conspiracy to get the money out of my wallet.
I didn't conspire. I decided.
You're not the multiple debater.
I'm the decider. I decide things. We had a debate over who should pay, and I decided you should pay.
And I have to win this debate that I shouldn't, because I'm the multiple debateator.
Well, then you know what the best way to win the debate is?
What?
Debate the winning side.
All right, I shouldn't have to pay for your dinner.
No, that's not the winning side. The winning side is you should have to pay.
All right, I should have to pay for your dinner because you're hungry and you don't have a way to get the food, and I do have money, so it's the nice thing to do.
You're right.
Crap. I'm feeling you played a mind trick on me, Frank.
How could I trick your mind?
I feel, you know, I was really nice to you. I went on your show. I was the multiple debateator, and I think you just made me pay for dinner.
You got a prize.
What was the prize?
Dinner.
I think you got a prize because you don't have to pay for dinner.
Look, it's like this. Here's what you did. You went on my show. You debated a number of times. You won. Sometimes you lost. But you won eventually. You gave up some money. And in return, you got a free dinner.
Well, why? How is this dinner free?
If you separate the eating of the dinner in your mind from the paying of the money, then you paying the money is part of the show. And the dinner is a free award for winning. Nobody else got this dinner. None of the other debateators got this dinner. Only you.
You know, Frank, you got something there. I am the multiple debateator. I debate that I deserve this dinner. And you know what? I don't believe in money anyway, so the more I get rid of it, the better off I am.
Right. Congratulations.
Yeah. America, better, we're not even going to have money. The more I spend of it, the more less I have.
The more less you have, absolutely.
Closer we are to Mutopia.
Here, here.
Let's have dessert.
All right.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.